right, it is time for another WNRN in-studio session. I'm Jeff Swetman. Thrilled to be joined by the Prebeer Trio, all four of you.
Hey!
How's it going?
It's going excellent.
So nice to meet y'all, and let's go around the horn, Prebeer, and just introduce your bandmates here and who's playing what.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for hosting us on such a lovely Friday. Harmony vocals, we've got Kanika Cook, also on percussion, Kanika Cook. We got Jeremy Flax on bass, and we got Kelly Strawbridge on drums and harmony vocals as well. This is the Prebeer Trio.
Very cool, and congrats on the new album, Long After the Empire, is out now.
Thank you.
Folks can learn more at hiprebeer.com, and you're on socials at PrebeerRVA. And what song did you want to do first for us?
We were going to kick it off with the first track on the album. This is called The Sabarmati River.
I was born by the Sabarmati River, wound up here and put my feet in the chains. Went from feeling heat to feeling shivers. I've been trying to feel everything between these days. So chillu, chillu, obi, chillu, there isn't that much time, you see. To feel
I
Yeah, very nice.
All right.
Richmond's Prebeer Trio. It's a Commonwealth in studio session today on WNRN. Y'all are playing Lynchburg tonight, Three Roads Brewing, and then some gigs next week.
Yeah.
Thursday in Charlottesville at Superfly Brewing. Next Friday in D.C., Atlas Brewhouse. And then next Saturday, the 26th, in Henrico, Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden. Those last two are Diwali shows.
Yeah.
Very actually. Cool.
And the D.C. one, I believe, is Atlas Brew Works, I think, is the name of the spot. Yeah.
There you go, Atlas Brew Works.
Yeah.
Very nice. So do I understand correctly, Prebeer, each of the songs on the new record, Long After the Empire, relates to a different place in India, and you actually wrote the songs over there, is that correct?
Yeah, just about. You know, a couple of the songs were not written there, but they kind of fit the vibe of the record. But yeah, I wrote a bunch of the songs while I was visiting. I try to visit as much as I can. I'm excited to go back in January. So yeah, in the many trips I've done, I've written many things, and I kind of gathered all of them. Yeah, most of the songs are about specific places or situations in modern day India, and that's why it's called Long After the Empire, because this isn't, these aren't specific experiences that may particularly be like a protest or anything like that. They're just like life in India today, you know, like if you were to go there today, this is what you're getting. And it was a lot of fun to put these songs together with my lovely friends and bandmates here.
So yeah, what were the differences between making that first record? I know you've been on the Richmond scene for a number of years, and the first record was maybe more about the journey of you moving to Virginia, and I want to ask you about that too, but this second album is kind of more rooted in the present day, you're saying, right?
Yeah, I think that first album, the Hanji album, was a little different in that it was kind of in the works already. Like Kelly and I had been playing some of those songs with our bass player Russell Lacey, who also recorded the album. We'd been doing that for a while. And then the pandemic hit, and we were all just kind of, you know, put on pause, so to speak. And there, the idea started to kind of piece itself together that Hanji was kind of slowly becoming this, like, immigrant album. Like, you know, you come to America, you learn this. You learn about working, you learn about rock stars and drugs and like just these, all these topics of life as seen through the lens of an immigrant. Whereas this Long After the Empire album is just unabashedly a love letter to those places. Like I love Rishikesh, I love Ahmedabad, I love Goa, yeah, love all these places. And it's just a love letter to that place.
Very cool. So when exactly did your family move to Virginia and what were kind of your first impressions?
Late 80s. First impression? Very spacious. India is very dense. And I felt like, as a child, I was very much so in favor of pizza, you know, and cartoons and television and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So moving here was great. My parents had a completely different experience. They worked their asses off so that we could eat, you know. And for two individuals who have, you know, their respective master's degree, one in Shakespearean literature and the other in chemistry, could not find any jobs, you know, just because at that time it was a different landscape here and cultural norms were different. We were the only Indian people we knew. I was the only Indian kid in my school. A lot of people would ask me if I was Egyptian or if I was, you know, like from the Middle East or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my answer was always like, well, kinda, you know, like there's a whole continuum of people, you know, that connects the world. So was I born in Egypt? No. Was I born in the Middle East? No. Do Indians ultimately, you know, span, a large chunk of history and land? Yeah, so yeah, it was a difficult thing for people to get and for me to piece together on my own. But it was a wild experience moving here and having to learn all the things that we need to learn. Language being a big part of it. You know, you've never experienced confusion until you've tried to think about what restroom means. And it'll blow your mind because, you know, you'll be like, as a kid, I would just be like, why are we even remotely resting near a toilet? You know, and so those types of things, piecing all that together as a kid, you know, experiencing a worksheet for the first time and just being like, what do you mean a worksheet? And the entire class laughs at you because they know what a worksheet is. And I'm like, you know, what is a worksheet? And she's like, thing in front of you, you idiot, you know? I mean, she didn't really say that, but that's what it felt like, you know? Yeah. So learning all that and then getting to the point where you can use it comfortably, like, hey guys, I finished my worksheet and I'm going to the restroom. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So that took a little while.
It took a few years. Yeah.
Well, you're singing in three different languages, right, on this new record?
Yeah.
And is that's a bit of a different...
Never done it.
Yeah, yeah. Thing for the band. And when did the trio become a quartet, by the way? I can't forget to ask that one.
When Kanika entered our lives.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think it was when Kanika entered our lives. Yeah, that's Kanika. It. Yeah, I mean, we can't do the Premier Trio without Kanika. She's a fourth of the trio.
The trio is an ever-expanding, you know... what's the word?
Concept?
Concept, yeah. Yes. Concept, collective, yes. Is it? Yeah. So.
I've told people to not be shackled by the tyranny of literalism. Just don't do it.
Sounds good,
just
yes.
Don't do it. Yeah.
Well, it sounds great in here in studio at WNRN with the Prebeer Trio out of Richmond. What song did you want to play next for us?
I think we're going to do a song called I Will Be There.
One, two, three, four. I will be there. I will be there.
go. Premier Trio. Nice. In studio with WNRN. Playing tonight in Lynchburg at Three Roads Brewing. Then three gigs next week in the Commonwealth. Thursday in Charlottesville, Superfly Brewing in D.C. on the 25th. And then next Saturday, Henrico, Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden. Long After the Empire is available now pretty much everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
Do you do all of your own videos and stuff too?
I mean, I have helped with some stuff here and there.
Okay.
But we're actually working with some really great folks. So we had a video for one of the songs on this album called Rishikesh, made by Todd Raviata, who's a wonderful filmmaker and artist in Richmond, Virginia. And the lovely folks at this production company called The Sunroom are making a video for a song called Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, which I'm very excited to say we're going to play for you next. And that'll be the next video that's released, sometime early next week to get us ready for Diwali, since it's so fitting.
Okay, very good. Yeah, and I love the quote on your website. You got a few different sections at hyperbeer.com, and one of them, you've got the quote, pain is certain, suffering is optional.
It's true.
And have you gotten response from fans regarding things like that? Do you change up the quote from time to time, or is that kind of a permanent sort of thing for the band?
That's a permanent one. I think that's more of a life mantra. Pain is unavoidable. I mean, it's a quote from the Buddha. I wouldn't say I'm a full-on Buddhist. I wouldn't say I'm a full-on Hindu. I'm not full-on anything. But I think it all has some interesting lessons that we can apply. And, you know, when you think about pain being unavoidable, you know, inevitable, but suffering is avoidable. And I think the difference is that, you know, if someone may hurt you someday emotionally, and it's what you do after that that's going to lead to your processing and recovery, or you will suffer more. You know, it's not the easiest thing to live by, because suffering is so easy to experience, you know. But I personally try to remove desire where I can, because that pursuit of desire sometimes hurts more than the pain of falling down. And I love playing music with my friends, and we're so grateful that we get to do it. But like, even when putting out Long After the Empire, it's not like the night before it came out, I was like, oh, I can't wait till X streaming results and da-da-da-da-da. It's none of that. You just, you know, there's this concept of dharma. That's your purpose. You know, you do your thing. So for me, it felt like the Prabir Trio must put out Long After the Empire. It doesn't matter what comes after it. I'm grateful that you want to talk to us, and I'm very appreciative that folks are listening to it, but it had to be done, you know. So some of those, you know, whether it's that Buddhist philosophy of avoiding suffering or finding purpose or anything, those have been kind of guiding principles in my life for past many years, and it helps think through things and make decisions a lot easier. Are we doing this? Is this going to be a bummer for one of these people? Then no, we're not doing it. You know, is it going to be beneficial for all of us? Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
How can I make it easier? What can I do to make this less cumbersome on others? Find the stuff that can be done and then do it.
Yeah, definitely. It's Prabir Trio in studio with WNRN. Gig tonight in Lynchburg, Three Roads Brewing. And I always like asking about early musical influences. And so I love kind of the power pop aspect of the band among all the different things you all have going on. What were maybe some of your things early on, Prabir, that made you want to pick up a guitar, or that you did you hear stuff on the radio, or just kind of in daily life? Or,
you know, in India, I knew about the early Beatles stuff. Mm-hmm. So I Want to Hold Your Hand and stuff, you know. Didn't know any of the lyrics, just knew that it was, ow, yeah, ding dong, ding ding ding, 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 ding. You know, that's my impression of the pentatonic scale as a kid. So that existed. Michael Jackson existed in 80s Michael Jackson form.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley existed in, again, didn't know what the lyrics were, but I knew it was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, like that's, I mean, that's literally how my entire family perceived Western music, because it's so nonsensical, you know. Now it makes perfect sense, you know. But I think coming here, the big deal was that I had two cousins here, and one of them was really into contemporary stuff. The other one was into classic stuff. So classic stuff, meaning B.B. King, Led Zeppelin, Bob Dylan, that kind of stuff. And then the contemporary one was R.E.M., Aerosmith, Milli Vanilli, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
The good stuff.
There you go.
You know, the good stuff, you know. And then really, but I, you know, this is, I've said this story many times and it sounds cornball, but I really think it was truly in 1994 when I went to the Richmond Coliseum and saw my first concert ever, which was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, that I basically was like, this dude is just a great dude that does guitar music. Like, there's, you know, it didn't have the stupid Kiss makeup.
Right.
There's no shirtless Led Zeppelining.
No frills.
You know, there's no lip-synced Milli Vanilliing. You know, there's no, like, catastrophic emotional peaks of R.E.M., you know? It was just, it reminded me of, like, that impression of the Beatles and Elvis, but now I had the words to put to it. And and from that moment on, I think, like, guitars and jangly chords and lyrics about how I'm feeling became a very important part of my life.
Very cool. And it's funny you mentioned Milli Vanilli. I saw something the other day in my feed about they're making a comeback because there's a song, not the actual band, but the music is like seeing a spike on because it's in a Netflix documentary about the Menendez brothers or something.
Oh, wow. Wow. Cool. Monstrous.
Wow.
All right.
What a twist.
Blast from the 80s.
Do you know what song?
Yoy.
Was it Blame It on the Rain?
I think it's Blame It on the Rain, yeah.
Blame It on the Rain.
So whoever wrote that and performed it, hopefully they're getting some money out of that.
That was my first single. Was Milli Vanilli, Girl You Know It's True. And it was a great and then the B-side was like this.
So I want to point out Kelly's impression of Milli Vanilli, very similar to my impression of Elvis Presley when I was a kid.
Yeah, but and then the B-side was like a really cool funk instrumental for some reason on the Milli
Vanilli. Did they perform that one, Kelly?
No, they never did. That would have been awesome if they got on bass and pretended they were playing that too. Yeah.
How did you feel? Were you crushed then, Kelly, when you found out that they weren't really singing those songs? Or
I don't think I was surprised, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anyone was really that surprised. It was like too good to be true in a way.
Right.
It's like these guys were just like coming out with just like hit after hit.
Yeah.
I think it was on Inside Edition or something. I saw it. And I was like, oh. But still, the single rocks, bro.
Yeah, yeah, cassettes are coming back.
Yeah.
Well, let's get another song here before you head on down to Lynchburg. Three Roads Brewing tonight for the Prebeer Trio. More info at highprebeer.com. What song did you want to take us out with?
The song is called Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. It's about the Holy Trinity in Hinduism. It's just a good way to remind people that there's no such thing as wrong and right. Which sucks to hear, but enjoy.
All this was for all the believers of Rama and Vishnu and Shiva, who know there's no such thing as wrong and right, and know that they're with us day and night. To keep this party moving. Yes, we need you, Vishnu. Now, Vishnu, we need you. We need you to keep this party moving. I will say, namaste. Yes, we need you, Shiva. Lord Shiva, we need you. We need you to end this here party. Yes, Shiva, we need you. Yes, we need you, Shiva. We need you to end this here party. I will say namaste. Such thing as wrong and right, and know that they are with us day and night.
The Prebir Trio in studio with WNRN. Thank you all so much. The new album is out, Long After the Empire. Gig tonight in Lynchburg, Three Roads Brewing, and then at gigs in Charlottesville, D.C., Henrico, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All the details, highprebeer.com, on socials, at Prebir, RVA. And you spell Prebir, by the way, P-R-A-B-I-R.
And high, high, like H-I, highprebeer.
There you go. Okay.
.com.
I thought there was going to be some, like, a long story with that, but no, it is what it is.
I mean, there's, if you got time, bro.
Long story, right. Well, and for all you Kanika Cook fans out there, you are working on new material as well, right?
I am working on new material.
Yay! All right. So we'll be listening out for that very soon. So thank you all again so much for coming by today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.